mind alertness. Evil operates on deception. By those who have really studied the operation of evil, it is understood that evil is only able to exist if we give it a face, and it can be our own. If we give it a place in our thoughts, if it mocks truth so that it is difficult to detect, and if we don't do protective work to keep it out and don't even let it enter in the beginning, which is at the onset of the suggestion that is making an effort to do so. Evil can only make a suggestion. It is like a lingering weed. All it needs is an opportunity. Think of it as a garden, and if you keep the soil cultivated around the plant, then the weeds do not have an opportunity to root. We have to cultivate the soil around our consciousness so that there is no opportunity for mortal mind to put forth a suggestion. In other words, keep the phone from ringing. If one thinks about Wentworth Winslow, where he said, imagine yourself in a room and there's a phone that is ringing constantly and there is a radio tuned into station KOG and the radio is just constantly announcing the qualities of God to remind us that as God's reflection, that's what we need to be reflecting. But the phone is ringing its head off all the time, trying to get our attention and divert us from listening to the kingdom of God. Try to get our thought into the dimension of evil instead of being perseverant with truth and spirit. Our duty is to think about mind and mind's alertness. Alertness to truth. Alertness to its own substance, which is spirit. Alertness to soul, which is identifying everything by seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling with an animus of spirit, not matter. For us to reflect life by living the qualities of God. Not be diverted with anything that is materialistic. Just refuse to yield. Stick on the path of truth. If we want infinite progression, there's not time to lose by getting off the path. Our goal must always be to approach contrite being. That's what we strive for all the time. Mary Baker Eddy said, we must take care of the moment. That's the word that describes the smallest amount of time. Don't let a moment be wasted. If the time is not used productively, it is lost. Because there's no opportunity to ever use or change time that has already passed. We must take it a moment at a time and ask ourselves, what are we doing right now? Everyone has probably heard the story of the frog being put in water, and then, this is a gruesome thought, but to turn on the heat on the stove and cook it very slowly. The frog doesn't know what happened until it's too late, because it was a gradual approach to changing whatever was intended to be changed. The brain does not accept radical ideas quickly. It has to be introduced over a period of time, very gently, in a deceptive manner. Universal belief is what we all need to protect our thought from, because it is latent, it is hidden, not obvious, it is like subliminal, where we don't even know what's going on. We want to always know what is going on, and mind enables us to be alert to do that. The world condition right now is very precarious if we do not know the truth that is underlying what appears to be fearful. President Trump has been wearing a ball cap since May of 2023. That's just about 18 months. 17 and change. On the side of the ball cap, it says 45-47. I learned in school at a very young age that that meant 45, 46, 47. It was from the beginning of 45 to the end of 47. So it included 3 full years. Or 3 full numbers of 45, 46, and 47. And yet I asked an individual just yesterday, because they were very concerned about things, political, economic, security-wise, everything. Because if one would listen to the mainstream media or read the newspaper or the websites that are promoting government control of every phase of our life, we would believe that everything was upside down. It would suggest that we have a southern border that is totally out of control, where 25 million uninvited guests have infiltrated and permeated throughout the 50 states, particularly the 48 that are in the continental U.S. It would make you to believe that many of those people are terrorists, that they are here to take down the country. And they all came in the last 3 years. Well, the truth is, the border has been under the control of the White Hat military for a couple of years. And when they show videos of them coming across, the ones in the video are hired actors from Central Casting, a company that specializes in providing large numbers of extras for certain scenes in a movie. For example, you might want to show a sports activity in a big stadium, and you want the stadium to be full of people. You can hire, through Central Casting, all of the people you need, you know, for a few minutes of filming of that scene. President Trump has stated very clearly, when there was a video being shown, he would say, Central Casting. Mind requires being alert. Are we alert enough to even understand or even inquire? What does central casting mean? Why did he say that? Who is that? Very easy to find out by just going on the internet and searching for central casting. And you'll find that it's exactly what I just described. It's telling you that it is a movie you are watching and they're not really illegal aliens coming into the country. The illegal aliens have always been here and need to be cleaned out. But we have to awaken the population to realize we have a problem. Because the brain does not accept a change without a struggle. So we have to introduce the idea very slowly. And it's been introduced very slowly for 3 years. Because we've been asleep. We being most people that are citizens of the United States. The information has been published, but it's been ignored. Cities have been set up as sanctuary cities and saying, don't come in here. Don't try to get the criminals that we have here and arrest them or deport them or take them to trial. You know, this is a place that they can live under our protection. Now, the people that are saying that are people that want to take down America. They want to destroy the country because they've been brainwashed to think that it would be better if there was no individuality ever anywhere. But everyone should be the same. Everyone should have no assets. Be totally under control of the government, eat bugs, and be happy. In other words, be a puppet instead of a sovereign thinking reflection of God. They don't want anyone to be alert. They don't want anyone to be a thinker. They took over the control of the Christian Science Church years ago. Were we asleep? Yes, most people were asleep. The Mary Baker Eddy Institute wasn't. And we've been publishing on our website all of these things that I'm talking about for years. Mary Baker Eddy says we have to guard our door against thieves and murderers. When Jesus came out of the desert, where he had been for 40 days and 40 nights before he began his ministry, the devil tempted him on 3 different things, and one of them was to jump off the top of the temple. I don't know how many feet it was, but I would guess it must be something like 100 or 200 feet. It implied that it was a tall building. The devil told Jesus, he said, well, God will save you. Jump off. God will save you. He's supposed to be all power. He's supposed to be love that protects you. He'll save you. Jesus said, he didn't argue with the devil. He just simply told the facts. He said, the Bible says, do not tempt the Lord thy God. Do not tempt the Lord thy God. If we are not living intelligently, we are tempting the Lord thy God. Now, I know that Elon Tesla is a brilliant genius. And he has developed cars that are self-driving. But let's assume that they are not available and that we are supposed to be having our hand on the steering wheel and driving, turning it, putting on the brakes when it's needed, and so forth. If we go down the road and take our hands off the wheel and turn around and try to get something out of the back seat of the car, that obviously is a lack of intelligence. No, we shouldn't leave our door open at night. If we want our home to be our home instead of the home of all the insects and animals and whatever are outside, then we have to close the door. If we want to keep insects out, we have to have screens on our windows. We cannot expect God to help us if we are not exercising the intelligence that is available for us to reflect. We have to protect our thought from universal belief so that we are not sucked in to letting evil into our thought a little bit at a time, because we're not even aware that it's in there. And if we're not aware that it's in there, it's going to grow until it becomes a big problem. It enters as a small problem, but it grows if we don't cultivate the soil and keep it from planting seeds of weeds. So this ball cap that President Trump has been wearing for a year and a half says 45-47. Now, everyone knows he was the 45th president, and that time ended January 20th, 2021. And then they think that he disappeared. The ball cap is telling us something different. It's telling us that he has been in control of the government without any interruption, and that he's going to continue to be in control with the term starting January 2025, because he's going to be number 47, and that he has been number 46. And if you don't believe that, you need to pay attention to our website. We have a section on there about fraud and criminality and evil, and we have proof there that he has been arresting and, in many cases, executing the swamp. Many of the people that were heading up the top government agencies are no longer alive. They've been put through a military tribunal, found guilty, and in many cases it's been treason, which includes a death penalty. But if we're not paying attention to the facts, we don't even know this. I have personally advised one person that said they came to our website regularly, and they just, you know, they're an attorney, and they said, well, give me the facts, the proof. You know, he wants to see it with his own eyes. He would never be able to be healed when Jesus says, do you believe me? Do you trust me? He would say, well, show me first, and then I'll believe you. You cannot receive the benefits of truth if you're not going to believe it until it's proven to you. We have to make our own demonstrations a little at a time. When we make little ones, then we're ready to make a little bit bigger one. President Trump is the one that met with the governor of Texas at the border and the attorney general. It wasn't the one that is a fake president. And the fake president is only a fake president of a corporation which is bankrupt. Washington, D.C. is on a little plot of land which is not a part of the United States. It's not a state. The land is owned by foreign interests. We cannot be a sheep if we're not going to do some research so that we know the difference between truth and error, fact and fiction, reality and fantasy land, then we're going to have a shock. Because all of a sudden we're going to get hit on the side of the head with more than what we can accept. Because we've been blind. We have not been alert. All of the qualities of God give us clues that we need to be alert. Mind certainly does. I mean, mind includes intelligence, wisdom, knowing, capacity, capability, functionality, action, power, performance. Spirit is all substance. That means we're not going to be tricked by matter. And if we follow the qualities of immortal mind, we're not going to be tricked by a so-called mortal mind, which supposedly is what controls the brain. And if we let the ideas of God flow throughout our consciousness, we're not going to be depending upon nerves, which are transmitted signals from the brain. We're going to get the real signals from God. So if we let our spiritual seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling control our ability for identification, then we're going to identify spirit and know that matter is nothing. Principle is balance, harmony, its structure with a system that operates within the structure, all on the basis of the substance being spirit. So the structure is going to be spiritual. The system is going to be spiritual. The balance and the harmony is going to be spiritual. In other words, it's going to be reality. It's going to last. It's not going to be a fleeting thought. Life is living all the qualities of God. Truth is having a pure motive and being conscious of what we're doing and staying on the path of reality and not being distracted by the broad detours, which are nothing but a trap, deceitful tricks. And love is nurturing, like a mother, all of the qualities of God, so that we can bring whatever topic we're thinking of to fulfillment, to total fulfillment, to bring the fruition out so that the benefits can be gained therefrom. We have a choice of whether we are going to be a sheep or whether we're going to be a leader. Every Christian Scientist should be a leader. We should lead our own thought by reflecting the leadership of the intelligent, omni-intelligent mind, which is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. If we do that, we will constantly be improving our lives. And we'll see the evidence continuously. At the beginning of the textbook, Mary Baker Eddy introduces us to the textbook via three very important quotes. The first one is words of Jesus, quoted by John in the Gospel of John. And it says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." That means we will be free of the limitations of matter and mortal mind. Anything unlike God. Any disease at all, which is something that's out of balance. Disease. It's something that is out of balance. It's something that is not harmonious. It's inharmonious. It's chaotic. We want to be having a substance that we reflect that is flawless. And that's what spirit is. Absolutely flawless. And we want to let our light be like a lighthouse that is always shining. This is the way we should live. It doesn't flicker off and on, off and on, off and on. It has to be always shining. We need to be an example that is good, consistently good. And we can do that if we make an effort. If we recognize the value, then we will do it. If we don't recognize it, then we won't. We will be the typical quitter. President Trump was chosen by the U.S. military, the good guys, because there are some rotten ones in there. But he was chosen by the military because they examined his entire life with a fine-tooth comb. And they realized that he had the qualities that were needed to lead the country and to lead the world. Because there's an alliance of a large number of countries, I think it's a little over 100, which want to have the freedom that America was founded on. They don't want to be puppets or slaves of a corrupt government. So we have the cooperation of all of these countries that want to do and be like America was when it was first set up. We're talking about getting rid of all the corruption, top to bottom. Doesn't matter how big the company is, if it's corrupt, it will be changed, transformed, maybe broken up into a lot of little pieces, maybe put out of business. It's a case-by-case basis. But there have been over 2,500 CEOs of the top countries in size that have had their CEOs dismissed. Bezos founded Amazon. He was forced to resign. That was like the second largest company. One of the top executives of Walmart, forced to resign. Many top executives have been forced out. Google, after Trump wrote an executive order that said that anyone abusing children are subject to a death penalty, the chairman of the board of Google left. He resigned because they had been involved and have been continuing to be involved in child abuse of the worst kind. So Trump filed a lawsuit 4 years ago, and the judge made a ruling just in the last month or two. And of that ruling, one of the things that is planned to do is to force them to either sell off or they are going to break up the assets. Their search engine is totally corrupted. We have a link at the bottom of every page of our website to a search engine that is uncensored. That's what we use here at the Institute, and we recommend everyone use it. Elon Musk said he was going to offer a search engine that would compete with Google and an email service. And he's a good man. And when he does that, then that would be better than the one we recommend, because it would be here in America. The one we recommend is not, because we couldn't find one in America that was not censoring the search results. You see, Google doesn't want you to know the good things about President Trump because President Trump's going to take him down. He's already doing it. He's already won the lawsuit 4 years in court. He's already won the lawsuit. The ruling has already been made by the judge. We have taken two of the Supreme Court justices out of the Supreme Court and sent them to Gitmo. One of them is awaiting trial. The other one was executed 2 or 3 years ago. The Supreme Court is supposed to be judging an activity in accordance with the law. And they've been corrupted. They've been making law. They're not supposed to make law. The law is supposed to be made by Congress. They're supposed to only judge to see if the case that has been brought before them has been ruled on properly by the lower courts. We have to be alert. We have to be alert. It's our duty to be alert. Mary Becchetti was alert about everything that was going on around the world, and this was 115 years ago. There was no internet. There was not even any long-distance telephone calls. The only thing that could be done with overseas communication was through a telegraph. And they charged a very high price. We need to do our daily protective work to know that we will be alerted to what we need to know. Einstein gave us a clue. He says curiosity has its own reason for existing. We should be questioning everything to make sure that we are fully aware of whether it's truth or error that is trying to get into our consciousness. We only want truth. We don't want anything less than truth. We must have a solid foundation for our life, and that's only going to happen if we are in control of our thought, speech, and action by reflecting the qualities of God. Mary Becchetti prayed 3 times a day for all humanity. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. I don't think it indicates what the content of his prayer was, whether it was for all humanity or not, but anyway, she certainly gives us that as a guide, as an example of what she did. This prayer is intended to qualify for that. And all we need to do is to say that everything in this prayer applies to all humanity. Everyone has the ability to reflect the intelligence of mind, the one and only infinite, incorporeal, divine, supreme mind. And everyone has the ability to be alert, to reject any evil and any error, no matter what the temptation is, no matter what form it comes in. And that's very easy to do because of the fact that the intelligence of God is omni. It is one, only, and all. The same with the wisdom and the knowing. They are omni. One, only, and all. No competition, no opposition. And therefore it covers everyone, all humanity. All humanity has the capacity to reject error, evil, and accept good and truth, and to follow the direction of immortal mind and reject the temptations of a so-called mortal mind. We are all under one creation, one God, one Father, Mother, God, and we are all brethren. Nothing can take that away. Nothing can dilute it, deflect it, divert it. Nothing can interfere with it in any way. Nothing can block it. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can reverse it. The truth is always true. And I'm very grateful for all the truth that has been thoughts that have come during this recording, so that it can bless anyone that listens to this recording and anyone that tunes into the universal thought of any ideas that were expressed. For this is reflected out into the universe of spiritual thought. I am grateful for all the Bible characters that I've gained inspiration from, the writings in the Bible, Mary Baker Eddy, and all the advanced students that have given us such fine writings to give us the benefit of what they discovered in their study and research of Christian Science. I'm grateful for all those who share healing that they've been a witness to. God is all there is. There is nothing but God. Amen.